my sister her candy back now.
I was so glad Drew didn't have a soda.
Do I hear him back, though?
No.
I thought not. Now you kids, get the trick.
Hey, honeybee. What are you doing? Oh, what show are you watching? That show? Oh my god, I haven't watched that show since we were kids. What episode? Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You know that's my favorite. You're watching it without me? What am I doing? Nothing much, just filing my nails and missing you. Nah, I knew you were busy last night, so I figured I might as well call you this morning. Where were you last night? You were at Katrina's? That's kinda weird, cause I heard from Jacob and Sean you were at their frat party last night. Who were you with? Oh, your classmate from comms. Interesting. Well, first of all, I've never seen that dude in your comm class. Second, you didn't tell me he was your boyfriend. Why would you not tell me about that? We're like the closest out of all our friends. Because you were afraid of how I'd react? Honeybee, I would never get mad at you. It's just, you have utter shit taste in men. Yes, you do! Oh my god. Remember your ex? He literally didn't even use chapstick. And that already icked me from the start. I am spiritually connected to all the men you've dated and their red flags. I'm just trying to protect you. Well, cause you're my best friend. Don't get mad at me. I really don't want to start a fight. You're taking this out of proportion. All I'm saying is, I don't know, like, look into men like Sean, or date me. I'm kidding, just like, I don't know, like, date someone like me who would take care of you and love you for all that you are. And alright, you do you, but the moment I see a red flag in him, sweetheart, I'm beating the fuck out of him. I did it before and I'll do it again. I really don't see what you see in those type of men, honestly. Like, is it how they look, how they talk? Masculinity? Because they're tall? Like, yeah, I might be short, but I can still fight. What is it about them that you like? You never talked to me about it. I mean, I guess, but there's some men that just can't protect you. No matter how tall, how strong, how much they quote-unquote love you. What? I can't say this shit because I've never dated before? I have an exquisite type. Just because I haven't dated doesn't mean I haven't been your shoulder for every time you've cried. Haven't been there for every dance that your date didn't give you. Haven't been there for every doctor's appointment when they leave you after they've had their way with you. I've been here more than any man has. It is a fact. I've treated you better than any other man would. So, I don't need to know how dating someone feels like to know how to care for you. I do like you. More than a best friend or a girl to another girl. I like you. And you can keep staying with your new boyfriend, but just know you have better options. The day when he stabs you behind the back or kiss a girl right in front of you, even try to manipulate you, I am right here. And I will go through thick and thin to prove to you that you're only looking at the scraps of the trash when you could just come here and kiss me. So, yeah. I'll call you later, honeybee.